My name is Bisnu Timsina. I have a middle name, which is Maya. I was born in Bhutan. It is a small country in between two big countries, which are China in the north and India in the south. When I came to America, I was 33. My childhood was totally different than my daughter's childhood here in America. I grew up in a village where there was no electricity. There were no buses and cars. My village was called Dhaje. The meaning of Dhaje means it has lots of flags. My parents were farmers, so I helped them in the farm. We had cattle and we had corn farm, paddy field. So I worked and I helped my parents there. I didn't have any Barbies or any toys. It was beautiful, really beautiful. We lived in a hill where sun would come up every morning and then set in the same place in the evening. It was really peaceful and nice. I have 6 siblings. 5 of them are older than me. It was a different feeling, you know, where you grew up with so many siblings and share sometimes clothes, sometimes food, you know. It was really a memory to be cherished. So many people of my age, especially girls, didn't go to school. I'm lucky enough that my parents sent me to school and I walked all that, crossing all the streams and even rivers sometimes during summer, getting all wet and then going to school and staying in that wet clothes for the whole day. We didn't have changing room. We didn't have any extra clothes to change. So if I had not walked that 5 miles, then I would be illiterate. I would have not gotten my education. In 1990, when I was in 7th grade, the political situation changed. The country was undergoing so much. So our schools were closed. A lot of people from my ethnicity were forced to leave the country. We left the country in 1992. Then I became a refugee. We crossed India and then came to Nepal. I was a teenager, so I didn't really take it seriously then. I felt like we are going out for some time. We are going to come back. But that never happened. Refugee camp was tough. It was really miserable, I should say. We didn't have proper toilets there, no good health facilities, no good school. But eventually, it got better. Every day, we were scared, you know, like what would happen next. But when you lived in that situation and you see so many people living in the same situation, your fear tends to diminish. I really wanted to make my life better. That's why we plan to come to America. I'm here to live and to make this country better. Immigration or immigrating from one country to another is always a challenge. Coming to America, although we wanted to come, it was very difficult transition period for us. We had to learn from the very beginning. I had to learn to drive. I had to learn to use the new measurement system here. I came to New York City first and lived there for 8 months. We came to make our life here, so we never looked back. We always wanted to move forward. We kept on doing what we needed to do. Although I didn't go to school here, I started working and eventually we moved to Pittsburgh. In New York City, I worked for a clothing company. And coming to Pittsburgh, I started working as a bilingual interpreter. I speak my home language, which is Nepali. There are so many Bhutanese Nepali refugees in Pittsburgh who needed interpretation. You know, they didn't speak or they were not literate in English. So I started doing that. In the camp, I was a teacher. I taught elementary school kids. Coming here, I really wanted to do that. I started working at preschool as a part-time teacher. Now I'm a career counselor at Jewish Family and Community Service. I help people who are looking for a job and who need help to find a job. When I first came, I felt like Pittsburgh was not so much diverse, but I see that it's changing, you know, more and more it's becoming diversified. The beauty of America is its diversity. So many people from around the world come here. It's a country of immigrants and it's amazing, you know, I love that. My advice to people would be just be positive, don't give up your hopes, and just move on. I know things happen in life. You have to let it go. You have to move into next step. Never give up. Just keep moving ahead.